Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County Sheriff's investigators say a deputy is suspected of stealing from a tornado-damaged store. KRLD's LP Phillips reports that deputy had been hired to guard against looters.
Deputy Joseph Bobadilla is being questioned and charges are expected this afternoon for stealing merchandise from the Home Depot at Forest and 75, which was severely damaged in last month's tornado. Deputy Raul Reyna of the Sheriff's Office says Bobadilla was hired by Home Depot to guard against looters.
During his shifts, he was actually taking items from the store and later exchanging them at another location for some in-store credit. Subsequently purchasing items with the in-store credits he received, items such as appliances and other merchandise.
Reyna says the investigation is not over and it's possible others could face charges. Reyna says cases like this give all cops a black eye. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Officials at Fort Hood say an Army pilot from North Texas was among two soldiers killed in a helicopter crash yesterday in Afghanistan. It happened as they were providing security for troops on the ground. That crash killed 33-year-old Chief Warrant Officer Two, David Canadel, and a second pilot from Hawaii. The Army says the two men deployed to Afghanistan just last month. A fight at a motel in Dallas leads to a shooting that left two people dead. Police got a call about the shooting at a room at the Royal Inn on Northwest Highway near 35E about 3 this morning. They found two people had been shot. Other people staying at the motel gave police a description of a car the gunman might have been driving. They found that car a few miles away and started chasing. Police say the driver hit a fence and tried to run. They caught him and took him in for questioning. Police are looking for a Dallas teen who they say could be connected to a fatal shooting. KRLD's Bailey Friday reports.
16-year-old Marquell Ellis Jr. was shot and killed at a house party on November 16th. Police arrested Kamon Smith on murder charges, but are still searching for a second suspect, 18-year-old Christian Hill. Hill is a black teen with short black hair. Police have a warrant for his arrest and are asking anyone with information to contact the police. There is a $5,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Local, state, and federal agencies are all working together to simulate an attack on computer systems in Dallas County.
Dallas County is simulating a ransomware attack at the county jail. Judge Clay Jenkins says county leaders got a phone call to come into the Office of Homeland Security this morning.
Our department heads did not know this was going to happen, and they were contacted as they got out of the shower this morning and told that we were under attack.
Jenkins says they found out the cyber attack had spread to other systems and the perpetrators were demanding ransom.
I've got the FBI on one side of me and DHS's top cybersecurity people in the region on the other side.
And local department heads are looking at how to keep things like 911 dispatch working. Jenkins says cyber attacks may be the biggest threats to communities now. An attack in Atlanta, Georgia last year shut down services there like online bill pay and internal programs. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The 10 leading Democrats looking to succeed Donald Trump in the White House went at it in Atlanta last night. UNT political science professor Kimmy King says Joe Biden continues to stumble.
And you see him dropping in the polls, and he had some bad moments last night.
The next debate, number 6, is December 19th in Los Angeles. Veterans looking for work should check out today's job fair in Arlington. Here's KRLD's Susan Darwin.
The Veterans Job Fair is happening at AT&T Stadium through 3 this afternoon, and all vets and their spouses are welcome. Recruit Military is sponsoring the event, and it's free. The company says in addition to its mission to find good-paying jobs for all of our veterans, it's also working to find jobs for more than 600,000 military spouses who are either unemployed or underemployed. Recruit Military is working with Google on a new job search tool to help them find work. More than 80 companies are at today's fair, including Allstate, Bell Helicopter, Lockheed, Oracle, and Dallas Police. And they are all ready to hire. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Again, that Veterans Job Fair continues until 3 p.m. The Dallas Stars host Winnipeg tonight at 7:30. And there's high school football tonight at AT&T Stadium as Highland Park takes on Magnolia. The Scots are going for their 20th consecutive playoff win. Check out the full Area Round playoff preview and podcast at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.